Well, joining us on the line, we're joined by Mike Schulte, Executive Director with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Of course, a wheat harvest underway. And Mike, so far, how is progress going?
Leslie, producers really got moving forward this past week, especially in southern and now central parts of the state. I'd say in central Oklahoma, we've just got really moving well today. Overall, I think harvest is probably doing a little better than what was anticipated as far as on the quality of the wheat. We're hearing test weights ranging anywhere from 58 to 62 pounds per bushel, with a lot of that average around the 60 pound test weight. So we're grateful to hear that right now coming in, especially from southwest Oklahoma. Kernel size is a little bit smaller on the crop. However, color and quality otherwise looks to be favorable. Yields anywhere from the 10 to 20 bushel range all over the state, from southern on up into central parts of the state. And I think maybe we'll get into some better wheat as we get up the 81 highway corridor around El Reno later on in the week.
Yeah, and with the drought, that's taken a toll on yields. How much lower are they in comparison to what we've seen in recent years?
We've really had some dismal years out there the past 4 or 5 years because of the drought, but this is no doubt going to be the lowest year we've seen in respects to just to the crop overall, probably with back to 1957. USDA has it estimated at 19 bushels per acre is what the estimate for the state is. And we're planning on harvesting around 3.3 million acres. That brings us at a crop estimate of 62 million bushels for the state, much lower than what we've seen the past 4 or 5 years. And so we do have concerns about that.
And so far, how are cutting conditions?
Right now, I think conditions are favorable, especially in the southern part of the state. Producers have had some moisture that they've had to contend with here in the central parts today. But humidity seems to be real high in the morning, so they're not able to get out in the field as early as they would like. But hopefully here in the next couple days we'll be able to dry out and get harvest rolling. I do know that we are cognizant of the fact that we do have a forecast out there showing that we are going to maybe get rain again later in the week. So producers are hopeful that they can dodge that bullet and maybe move forward with harvest.